Good morning and welcome to News X. I'm Zara. Today is Monday, August 03, 2026. In a dazzling display of sporting excellence, the Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth Games concluded with Australia topping the medal table, securing an incredible 70 golds. Leading the pack was swimmer Meg Harris, who swam her way to 6 individual gold medals. But she wasn't alone in making headlines. South Africa's Chad Laclos just became the most decorated Commonwealth athlete of all time, claiming his 21st medal. And here's something truly special. 76-year-old Louise Hoskins made history as the oldest gold medalist ever by winning gold in para bowls. With 45 nations competing and a record 141 medals awarded in parasports, this Games truly celebrated all athletes. What a fantastic showcase of determination and talent. When the servers for Halo 3 were set to shut down, players united online one last time to celebrate their favorite game. So many gamers shared stories of epic battles and unforgettable moments in what felt like a great farewell party. One player said it was like fireworks when they all celebrated together, throwing shields and grenades in the air. This gathering wasn't just about a game. It was about friendships and memories built over 15 years of playing together. Those exciting moments in gaming help create lasting bonds, just like a favorite hangout spot in real life. Thinking about a game shutting down can feel a bit like losing a part of your childhood. In a surprising request, Cape Wildlife Center in Massachusetts is looking for donations to buy frozen mice. For years, the center received lab mice that were no longer needed, helping to support their rescued wildlife, including hawks, owls, and foxes. But this year, that partnership has changed, and now they need to purchase approximately 31,795 mice, which could cost between $30,000 and $45,000 extra. Luckily, there's a bright side. A generous donor will match every dollar given, up to $10,000. What a squeak-tastic way to help out. Flooding can happen when we least expect it, just like during Hurricane Helene in North Carolina. Liz Barker, a midwife and her family, faced a flash flood that submerged her home all the way to the attic. Only one of 24 houses on her street had flood insurance, which brings up an important fact. Many people think they don't need it unless they're in a special flood zone. But experts warn this isn't true. Even homes outside these areas can flood. FEMA is updating their flood maps to help everyone understand their risks, but it can take a long time. For Liz, after nearly 2 years of renting, she's finally moving back to her rebuilt home. This story shows how vital it is to be prepared for emergencies and understand flood risks better. Not everyone is cheering, however, as South Korea is sweating it out with scorching temperatures that have reached a record-breaking 42.5 degrees Celsius. This heat wave, affecting areas like Yongsan, has persisted for 5 long days, and experts say it's the hottest since records began in 1904. Authorities have warned people to stay indoors, especially in air-conditioned spaces, as outdoor activities can be dangerous. The government is working to keep everyone safe, especially those most vulnerable to the heat. And in North Korea, they're feeling the heat too. With extreme weather on the rise due to climate change and events like El Niño, let's remember to stay hydrated and cool in these sizzling summer days. How about some galactic news? More than 100 famous artists and scientists are teaming up to save the Jodrell Bank Observatory in the UK, home to one of the world's largest and most powerful radio telescopes. This week, an impressive list, including Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield and poet Simon Armitage, sent an urgent letter to Prime Minister Andy Burnham. They're asking for the government to restore funding after it was cut, threatening jobs and groundbreaking space research. The Lovell Telescope at Jodrell Bank is a key player in exploring the universe, tracking galaxies and space debris. Closing it would be like shutting our eyes to the stars. This observatory not only has a rich history, tracking the first artificial satellite back in 1957, but is also crucial for future discoveries. How can we let that happen? That wraps up today's top stories. Now let's see what you remember with today's quiz. Who won the most gold medals at the Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth Games? Meg Harris from Australia. What was a key activity gamers did during the farewell to Halo 3? They shared stories and celebrated together in the game, throwing shields and grenades in the air. How many frozen mice does the Cape Wildlife Center need each year? 31,125 frozen mice. What event caused Liz Barker's home to flood? Hurricane Helene caused Liz Barker's home to flood. What record temperature was reached in Yongsan, South Korea? 42.5 degrees Celsius. What famous telescope is located at the Jodrell Bank Observatory? The Lovell Telescope. As we wrap up today, remember that every story we share is a reminder of the wonderful things happening around us and the challenges we face together. Keep your eyes open and your hearts ready, because you never know what incredible adventures await.